I'm Ellen.
And I'm Erin.
We're your source for sensible parenting advice delivered with a light touch.
We are your girlfriends on call, 24/7, for honest, funny chats about all of the things that matter to you.
We are the Sensible Moms.
And these are our sound bites.
I don't know how it is in your part of the country, but the weather has turned here.
Not in a good way.
You know what's going to happen today at pickup? I'm going to be 30 seconds late, and they're going to be texting me, "Oh my God, I'm cold. I have to stand out here and wait for you." Whereas if they just wore one of the hundreds of dollars worth of coats, and we have real coats. We ski. We have coats that
we have actual legit coats.
We have real coats, and they're going to be complaining that they're cold when I'm 30 seconds late for pickup.
And it's just a nightmare because, you know, in my organizational triumph that, you know, is my outdoor where we keep all of our different woolens and things like that, everybody's trying to find different hats and mittens and gloves and things like that. And nothing matches and they look like they
Why did you use the word triumph? What are you talking about? What's your triumph?
That they're all in one place. I have corralled the mess that is five children's worth of hats and gloves and mittens into one spot. But nobody's wearing anything that matches.
I was like, is it all in one spot or does each kid have their own?
No, they're all in one spot. It's like a big box full of hats, a big box full of mittens. That's my organization.
That's your triumph?
That's my triumph. Well, give you a little bit more about me.
And the other thing that bugs me about cold weather is when you come to somebody's house and they want you to take your shoes off. I am okay with it in the summertime. I'm almost barefoot anyway. I have flip-flops on. All right, fine. But I wear a lot of boots in wintertime. And it goes with my outfit. And my socks, because I have boots on, my socks might not be really ready to be seen by other people. And you show up to someone's house, and they're like, take your shoes off.
Yeah, this is a nightmare for Domowskis, who, in addition to, so you think my woolen, like, hat thing is not a triumph. We have a sock bag of shame, and most of the socks have holes in them. So being told to take off your shoes, it's a little bit of a nightmare. It's enough to inspire fear.
All right, it is a pet peeve, and we actually asked about this on our Facebook page, about how people felt about being asked to take their shoes off. If my shoes are muddy or whatever,
like they are now, she's sticking her boot in my face. Yeah, right. I got it. You've got mud on your shoes.
All right, we're in Erin's house, and I actually just went outside Erin's window because we had to take a picture for the blog.
And that's my mud. So it's my mud that she's just dragged into my house. So that's okay, because it's, you know, our native mud.
And I didn't notice this till we started talking about the shoes, that my boots are indeed caked with mud. I don't know. How do you feel about it? I wear cute little dresses and tights and boots, and then someone asks me to take my shoes off, and I'm walking around in their house with, like, my tights on, and I'm getting snagged on stuff, and I've also been asked to take my shoes off at someone's house. That was nasty. She made me sit on her step, balance, and unzip my boots that were like over the knee boots, unzip them while balancing. My foot stepped down on the wet step. My socks are now wet. And I walk in her house. By the time I'm coming out of her house, there is so much dog hair and lint and like little particles of stuff stuck to my socks. I actually took my socks off before I put them in my wonderful boots.
Because you're like, my boots are too nice for my nasty socks.
I put my boots back on without my socks on. So this is my pet peeve. Obviously, if it's snowing out or whatever, I know I'm going to take my boots off. They're going to be snow boots, and I know, and I'll have thick socks, or I'll bring slippers with me. But in general, when someone invites you to their house, and you, like it's a party or something, and you don't know it's coming, and they ask you to take your shoes off.
It's so interesting to me, because when I was a new mom, we lived up in Maine, and so it was just a non-issue. Everybody just took their boots off, because it's a mess. Like, it's a mess. It's winter from, like, October to March. And then March to June is mud season. So, of course, you wouldn't think to wear any boots. And then the summer is the summer. So it's almost a non-issue that you would never wear shoes in someone's house.
But you grew up in Maryland.
I did grow up in Maryland, but down here, I grew up in the western part of the state, and it wasn't a thing when I was a kid. But when I have had to, I remember it being a huge ordeal because I had little kids at the time, and I had 5 little shoes to untie and 5 little shoes to find again at the end, 5 little pairs of shoes to find at the end, and so it just became kind of a big ordeal.
And then there was that Sex in the City episode when Carrie had those fabulous, like, Jimmy shoes that she had to leave outside the apartment. And she came at the end of the party and they were gone. She had to put on some, like, nasty little kid sneakers and her $1,000 shoes were gone.
It does feel a little bit like that.
But I was really surprised on our Facebook page about how worked up people got about it. And I also understand cultural. I know Asian culture says you remove the shoes, fine. But there are people who are really germophobic and, like, afraid of what was on your shoes. They should, like, make you wear a mask when you come in, not, like, be afraid of what's on your shoes. There is more nasty that you're breathing out and on your hands.
Yes.
And that's on your shoes.
One of my kids actually did a science experiment about that, about the shoes versus the hands.
Oh, really?
And it was really, yeah, I think it was Matt, like, a couple years ago. And he tried to test the amount of bacteria, and there's 10 times more bacteria, you know, on your hands and in your mouth than on your feet. So yeah. You shouldn't kiss anybody on the cheek. You shouldn't kiss anybody on the hand.
You shouldn't shake hands. You shouldn't touch doorknobs. That's what I would like to see. Forget the no shoes. Don't touch my doorknobs.
Ellen's going to be passing out gloves as people come in the door.
Would that make more sense?
Be like, here's your sanitary gloves.
Because I think we covered before that I do have my MD. So I have a very realistic perception of germs and everything. Okay, there is more nasty on your actual feet than there are on your shoes. Like, what are you... I mean, if you walk through dog poop, okay, but what do you think there is out there?
Yeah, if you walk through dog poop, you don't need someone to tell you to take your shoes off because you're not walking through someone's door like that.
And if you do need somebody to tell you that, then I don't want to see that person again. Keep your shoes on. I'm okay with shoes.
So what do you all think? You know, we'd love to hear what you guys say.
You can find us on our blog, sisterhoodofthesensiblemoms.com. There is our contact link there to email us, and maybe I'm being ridiculous, but
I don't think you are. I totally kind of get it. And then I had forgotten when you said it, that Matt had done that experiment, and I was like, it really is kind of silly. It's not really founded in anything.
Our second experiment will have to be, how cold does it actually have to get for a teenage girl to put her coat on and not complain?
Exactly. Until next time. That's our soundbite for today, folks. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.